This is the Wrestling With Your Calling podcast with Dr. Conrad, Season 2, The Matters of the Heart. I'm your host, Dr. Conrad Davies. For this season, we're going to do a deep dive into the matters of the heart. Proverbs 20 and 5 will be our lead scripture. It says, "The purposes of a person's heart are like deep waters, but a person of understanding can draw them out." I pray that we become a people of understanding who draw out the deep matters of the heart. I'm excited about what you will learn today. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back, gang. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Wrestling With Your Calling with Dr. Conrad. I'm your host, Dr. Conrad. I really appreciate each of you that have just followed along up to this point. If you've not heard some of the past episodes, please go back, use them devotionally, share them with your friends. Say, hey, I just heard this message or this thought about the heart. Hey, go check this guy out. Pass it along. If you need some coaching, just reach out. You can go to my website. Let me know so that I can help you in the ways that may be suitable for you. I want to do right by what the Lord may have me to help you in whatever it is that you may need help in. Keep in mind, this season is really about Proverbs 20 and 5. The purposes of a man's heart are like deep waters, and a man of understanding can draw them out. I want you to really know that scripture, because what's in your heart is so deep that you need insight and understanding to draw them out. And I pray that you've been praying that this season, that you've been saying, "Lord, give me insight, give me understanding to understand the purposes of my heart so that you can do the things that he has for you." In essence, a lot of this is really not just intellectual knowing of, "Oh, okay, this is in my heart and I just know it." Okay. But then the Lord has really wanted to reveal purposes of a man's heart, the counsel of a man's heart, one translation says, the depth of a man's heart. What's inside a man's heart is like deep waters. So I want to teach you how to go deep and to let the Lord to take you deep to places that only he can show you. If you ask him for understanding, ask him for insight, like I had to ask him, and he will reveal to you. And of course, I'm speaking to many of you that are my brethren that know the Lord, that know the Holy Spirit. Those of you that don't know the Lord is the answer. He's the one that knows how to take you to places that no one else can. You're seeking psychology, sociology. You're seeking all kinds of ologies that are out there. And that's very cultural. It's the Greek mind. The Greeks were brilliant in science, in mathematics. They were just brilliant. There was a human construction. It was very polytheistic, very atheistic in the way they did some things. And so all of that does not point to the one who's creator of the very entity, which is God created the human heart. Why not go to the one who created? Why not go to the one who actually knows you? And as you go to that one, he begins to give you clarity and he gives you insight to what he created. He's the designer and the one who knows all the specs, the specifications of how the human heart functions. But then when you take a non-God direction to learn of your heart and you take an atheist or a polytheistic or a humanistic or a scientific approach, it's not bad holistically. But it's just going to take a long time to go learn and discover it. Just a long time. When the Lord can give you insight, the Lord can give you understanding, the Lord can kind of get to the root of a matter, get to the bottom very quickly, and you're taking all this time, energy, effort, money to try to go get to the bottom of a thing. Will you trust the Lord today in that? So with all that being said, today I want to talk about the key to the human heart. The key to the human heart. And through this whole journey, as I've been preparing for, I don't know how I'm going to write this book. I'm still kind of doing research. I'm taking a bunch of notes. I'm talking it out through these podcasts. I just think about the power of what this book hopefully will do for a lot of people when I finally finish it. There's a key, or in other words, this idea of a key that unlocks. When you put your key into a door handle, whether it's a car door handle, lock box, it's a house door, it's intended to unlock that door. Well, the things in your heart imagine it's a keyhole, and there's this key of God that can unlock it. And I believe that key is the Word of God. I believe that key is the Word of God. One more time. I believe that key is the Word of God. Listen to David's words in Psalm 119. He says, how can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it being his life, his way, by guarding it according to your word. And he's praying. He's talking to God, your word. He says, with my whole heart, I seek you. His whole heart, all of his heart, the entirety of his heart, he seeks the Lord. Let him not wander. Let David say, let me not wander from your commandments, your word, your ways, what you say. He goes further to say, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. A lot here in these three simple verses, but this thought of he's letting the word of God be the focal point of his life, where he's saying, I can guard my life according to the word of God. He's saying, with his wholeness of his heart, all the departments, all the ways his heart projects and the way God is wired, he's seeking the Lord. And he doesn't want God's commandments and God's words for him to wander from that. So he's asking the Lord, help me not to wander from what you say. And then he's saying, I'm doing an active approach to storing the word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. I don't want to be separated from you. I don't want to be at a place where when you want to communicate or speak, we're so distanced that I can't hear you. He wants the word of God to be stored. He wanted the word of God to be stored in his heart so he may not sin against the Lord. He didn't want to be at a place of saying, Lord, we are separated. Because that's what sin does. It separates. It just pulls us away relationally. It causes chaos. Look what happened to Adam and Eve. They start separating from God, for blaming each other. Their kids start, and one murdered the other. It just caused chaos. Sin separates relationships. And he's like, I don't want to be separate from you. So I'm saying all this because I believe the key to the human heart is the word of God. And I really want to spend the next number of episodes talking about the power of God's word in the human heart. And I'm not sure how I'm going to talk it all out yet, but I've got titles and I've got a lot of ideas, but I'm not sure the depth of it. But the thought is that I want to challenge each of us, each of you listening and seeing, to be able to say, I want the word of God in my heart. And I want the key that the word of God is to do a work in my heart that only it is able to do. So then let me attempt to, my frail humanity, to attempt to articulate the depth of what's kind of burning inside of me and what David is saying here. There's something about the word that I want to take it back to creation. And I've said this in another podcast episode, is that God's word created all things. You and I are built by word. The foundation of our existence is God's word. Even those quantum mechanics theorists, if you look at string theory, there could be some higher theories about how, you know, life exists. It's interesting, string theory can sometimes look like a sound wave. If you look at it from their machinery that they use, it looks like a sound wave. I would liken it to a sound wave, because the fact is, I believe God's voice and what he created is reverberating throughout all of our all of existence. And so the reverberation of who we are is word. His word holds all things together, created all things. His word moves all things. At his word, things stop. At his word, things move. There's something about his word that has power, that is power, that keeps us, that sustains us. Even the fact that when Moses asked, what's your name? He says, I am the existent one. I am. I'm the one who exists. I am that I am. I will be who I will be. There's something powerful in that, to know that he's existence, but it came by his word. He spoke it all into existence. I believe you and I are part of that. We have been spoken into existence. And because of that, the nature of what satisfies us the most is God's word, because we are built and designed by God's word. The essence of who we are is built and designed and craves God's word. So there's something there about David really understanding that to keep his ways pure, he needs to guard it according to God's word. Well, now we transition to this idea of the heart, the whole heart. I seek you with my whole heart. Let me not wander from your commandments. Now, the heart has a lot of compartments. And because of those compartments, there sometimes we may seek the Lord intellectually, but we don't seek him intimately or emotionally. Or we may have great passions towards the Lord, but we don't have an intellectual anchor or balance. We may have desires that may clash with God's desires. In fact, the Hebrew word, one of the Hebrew words for desire is what comes from the Father. What comes from the Father. And so here we are having split desires. We're saying we want the Lord, or we're going to church and doing this and that, but in our hearts, we're really desiring to be this person. We have a bad agenda towards something, a bad desire. Well, the Word of God can align all that, because the Word of God alone, that's that double-edged sword, Hebrews chapter 4, the Word of God alone can judge and examine the thoughts and the attitude of the heart. The Word of God has the capacity to really X-ray the heart and to say, ooh, I know how you are properly functioning or how you're not properly functioning. And so in our minds, we're thinking we can hide before people and tell them, oh yeah, I love Jesus, da 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 da, but our desires show themselves later, or our passions show themselves really later, that we don't really have a desire or a desire, we have a desire for something else. Because that which we have a desire for, we're going to pursue with everything we have. And here's David saying, with my whole heart, I seek you. With my intellect, my thinking, with my emotions, I'm seeking you. With my desires, with my passions, with other meditations of my heart, other things in my heart. I am my will. I'm going to let you have your way with my will. I'm giving you my whole heart, Lord, is what David is crying out. I seek you. With my whole heart, I seek you. And that's why he was a man after God's heart, because he understood that his heart and God's heart, you know, he went after it, and God gave him the desires of his heart. So like, it's interesting that word for desire, what comes from the Father, because he had an active pursuit of the Father's best. God gave him a desire to want to be his best, to do the Father's will. That's why he couldn't kill King Saul. In the story of him and King Saul. That's why various other things happened. He faltered, sure, he's human. Sin gripped him. He was out of position, out of bounds, and sin got him. It's just nature of humanity. But it didn't take away from his heart's desire to say, I want to do right. This is not about seeking God's heart and his face is not about perfection here. It really is a quest, a desire. It's a constantly, because interesting, after he was convicted, he says, I've sinned against the Lord. And it wasn't like he justified himself. Once he realized, man, I'm wrong, he just simply said, I sinned against the Lord after the affair with Bathsheba and getting a man killed. And he repented, he turned, and the Lord forgave him. It's amazing. But to us, you know, in our Western justice-oriented cultures, we're ready to bring the hammer down and to say, put him in jail, and he's a bad person, and his character's this. It's like some people may have a desire and a heart for the Lord, but they didn't do a good job, and they're out of position, and they let other things into their heart. We're human. You are human. So let's have grace for others and grace for ourselves in these moments to realize that your heart is just like every other human heart, and if the Word of God is not there, let's let the Lord examine your heart and my heart and see really how, you know, we're looking at all these things that other people are doing. Let's let the Lord examine our own. Let's let him put his scales, meaning his justice, his ways upon our heart. We're just as guilty. It's just not public. It's just not the human way. And so we put all these levels of sin on people and judge one better than the other. And, you know, that's human judgment. But let the Lord really make the judgment. You and I are in the same boat when the Lord makes the judgments. The same boat. That's why we needed Jesus. All of us. Every single one of us need Jesus. So I want to challenge us with that. So anyways, and then storing up the word in your heart. I trust that the activity that you will do when thinking about this whole idea of the key to the human heart is really the Word of God. It unlocks everything. It alone has the capacity to handle what goes on in the human heart. So David was critical to say, I'm storing that into my heart, the word. I store your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. So you really want to go to a place of going deeper with the Father? Devour the word. love God's word, meditate on God's word, guard it, keep it, store it up in your heart so that you may not sin against them. Read and read and read and pray and read and want him to speak to you. Desire God's word above everything else and watch what would happen in your life. Watch the unlocking of purpose and insight and counsel and understanding. Watch all that start to happen at a level like never before. It's beautiful and it's powerful. And I know personally, I crave for it. I long for it all the time, God's word. Because his word is powerful. His word created all things. And I want the power of God in my life. And that's what happens the more I'm in his word. Friends, I hope this encourages you. Friend, I hope this helps you. Friend, remember you're loved. Peace to you today. Wow, friend. I appreciate your support of this podcast. This season is powerful. And I hope it brings you loads of encouragement, insight, and hope. I hope you listen to these episodes repeatedly and share them with your friends. If you haven't ordered a copy of the book, you can do so at our website, wrestlingwithyourcalling.com. Also, I'd love to coach you. So reach out for a consultation through the website as well. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to email me. All the contact information is below or on the website. And be sure to subscribe so that you're notified of the next episodes. I'll be putting out a lot of content this season. Remember, I want you to become an ace. Go be activated, cultivated, and empowered today. Until next time, friends. Shalom.